This is grub wild.
Yes, we have. We had a few around here.
What would you call them?
Well, call them wild hogs. And male hogs called wild boar.
You ever heard of razorbacks?
Yeah. Call them razorbacks, too.
Or is that just from Arkansas?
Well, they call them that around here, too.
What kind of noise would you say a calf makes if it's hungry, maybe? You'd say, listen to that calf.
Blake.
Blake. What about a cow if it's hungry or wants to be milked?
She's low.
And the noise that a horse makes?
Your nicker.
Nicker. Say if you have a lot of feathered animals, like chickens and ducks and geese and guineas, you say you got a lot of...
Fowl.
What about a hen that's on a nest of eggs trying to hatch out something? You call that a...
Setting. Yeah.
And something that a chicken lives in?
In-house.
In-house. Is that the same thing as a chicken coop?
Well, you put the chicken coop after the little chicken hatched out, put them in the coop. Go in and hatch out some young chicken and then put them in the coop. Mm. Let them out in the day and they'll automatically go back in there at night. Go in and huff them.
I see. Say if you're frying chicken, this piece of chicken that children like to get so that they can pull it apart, what would you call that?
Call that the fry.
Is that the same thing as the one that's got a short bone and a long bone? And
yeah, same thing.
Heard people call that the wishbone or pulley bone?
Oh, that's the breast. Got the got sharp bone, long bone, pulley bone.
What's supposed to happen when you pull that thing?
Well, one side is gonna break, and I don't know what's supposed to. That's supposed to be called. A lot of people say that. Some people say one's gonna live longer than the other. Now. We have two people pulling, see.
Right.
And some say, I'm going to get married before you do, and like that.
Right. Have you ever heard of the inside parts of a chicken that you can eat? What would you call that?
Inside part of chicken. What, a liver?
Right.
Like
the,
that?
Like the liver or liver. Heart, something like that?
Mm-hmm. Liver and gizzard.
Ever heard people call it the haslet or harslet or something like that?
Not in the chicken.
In a hog?
Uh-huh, in a hog.
How did they say that?
They said haslet.
Of a hog.
Of a
hog. What would that be?
Well, now, haslet's going to be, all right, it's going to be tied onto your liver. It's what it is, it's the lung of a hog. People call it haslet.
I see.
And, you know, haslet tied on, your lung is tied on above the liver. That's what haslet is. It's just an absolutely lung of the hog.
I see. Mm-hmm. What do you call these things? They're really the intestines of a hog that you can clean them out real good and cook them, eat them?
Call that chitlins.
Do you like those things?
Pretty good.
People tell me they don't smell too good when they're cooking.
No, they don't.
Okay.
Sure not.
What about if a farmer hears his cows mooing and carrying on, probably getting hungry, he might say, well, I didn't know it was so late. It's getting right on to...
Right on to milking time or feeding time.
Okay. Have you ever heard a farmer call to his cows if he wanted to get them to come up from the pasture?
Mm-hmm.
How would he call to them?
He called them. So, then you come.
Would he say anything different if you were calling a calf?
Calf.
Right.
No, I don't believe he would. And some people holler, come here, calf, and like that.